Good morning. This is Mark Gold with UpDirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 13th. We started off the week here with March corn down 5.5 cents, March wheat up 2 cents, and beans down 16 cents. The wheat's rallied more than 11 cents off its morning lows here. I think the weather in the plains is still dry. I think that's what we'll be watching most of the week out here. We've got the Russian tensions in Ukraine. Best guess is the Russians won't do anything until after the first of the year. The G7 meeting is trying to come up with economic sanctions against Russia along with the U.S. on what they're going to do if they do invade. I think Putin is very well aware of what the sanctions will be, and I don't think he cares. If he wants to go into Ukraine, he's not going to let economic sanctions stop him. So, you know, I think it's an ongoing problem. My guess is if he goes in, it'll be after the first of the year. Soybeans are lower. We had some rains and looking for some more rains in the southern Brazil where it's been so dry. Most people are saying that the Brazilians look to have a record crop again. So that's weighing on the market. Today, Monday, was the second day in a row that we haven't seen any flash sales. We're just running out of time for the exports to meet USDA expectations out here before the world really starts switching to Brazil for new crop corn and beans. So I think we're at a very precarious position in here. I think that's why the beans are under so much pressure here today. We've got the dollar up 18. I don't think that's having much effect. Corn, because of the rains in southern Brazil, we're seeing some sell-off here. Funds are still heavily long. I've got them long. 324,000 contracts of corn coming into today. It looks like they're lightening up a little bit, but still a massive, massive position for this time of the year. We don't see anything particularly friendly out here unless the weather in Brazil really turns hot and dry. Now, it looks like it's going to be dry in 11 to the 14-day window. So once we get done with these rains that are coming in, it looks to get dry again. But these rains should help out here, and maybe dramatically, which is why beans are down 15 cents out here. We've got the Fed meeting this week. Are they going to try to tackle inflation by raising interest rates? It'll be interesting to see. The bond market is up a full basis point here today. December bonds are basically at 164 points. Awful high, in my opinion, considering where inflation is. But we may be looking at inflation backing off with Bitcoin now down 22,000 off its highs, gold well off its highs, silver down to 2230, crude oil down $12 a barrel, even with this late rally out here. So yeah, I know inflation's high when you go to the gas pump and when you try to buy food and when you're looking at land prices and input prices. But I think the big bulk of inflation may be behind us, but it may not stop the Fed from doing something as far as tightening. I could see them coming out with a more dovish stance, a more hawkish stance on interest rates. And that certainly wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens. So I think whether the Fed this week will be the key things to watch. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.